ideal is possible. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Ideal is possible. We all have ideals. We all think that there's a fabulous way to live our life. There's a fabulous way to be a human. There's a fabulous way to be ultimate, to be the divine. We all are looking for that pathway. We're all looking for finding out whether the ideal really is real, if it's really possible. Well, in the ideal, people think happy thoughts. In the ideal, people realize that the world is beautiful and good. In the ideal, everything is realized for what it is, its original purity and its original integrity. In the ideal, this is how all things are. In the ideal, everything functions according to its divine design. In the ideal, everyone acts according to their highest and best. In the ideal, there is only good and very good, as the original creation would bring it forth. For each one of us, the ideal exists. For each one of us, the ideal is not possible, but it is a reality. It's not something that's going to be, it is something that is. Now, we have the privilege of having illusions, having dreams, and dream that things cannot be, and dream that things could be. And in our dreams, we sometimes wonder what is real and what is not real. Now, we know quite well what is real, we say, because we can touch it, feel it, taste it. We know the five senses, or six senses, to understand what is real. However, the senses are the least correct way of telling what is real. The senses only tell what the illusions are. The senses only tell us what the changeability is in each one of us. The senses do not reveal what is our original purity and integrity. The senses do not reveal principle. They do not reveal the original thought that lie behind every great possibility, every great reality. The senses are a very limited and a very limiting attitude of our life, and yet it's what we use for our way of thinking and our way of acting and our way of living. It's what we use as our modus operandi in all of our attitudes of life. Are you ready? Am I ready to step beyond the limitation? Are we ready to step beyond the senses? Are we ready to step back, if I can use that phrase? Are we ready to step back to our original purity and integrity, to our original design, to our original purpose, to our original reality? If we do, then the ideal not only is possible, the ideal is the pattern or the playing field on which we live our existence. Do we have the possibility of saying every moment of my life, I like me? You say, well, that's interesting. However, that's just sort of a wishful dream. I like me. Because I know so many things about me that I don't like. And I call that my reality. I know so many things about me that I would like to change. I'd like to make different. I would like to have a little more abundance, a little more harmony, a little more peace, a little more health, a little more wealth, a little more of everything in life. I'd like to have a little more of, a lot more. I'd like to have all that I could have. And, you see, I'd like to have it. The idea that we would like to have it tells us that it's a possibility we could have it. It tells us that it is a possibility that it might exist, that it could exist, that that's our true self. Is that our true self? Now, to play the game. The game is that we don't have it. To play the game tells us that it's a possibility. It tells us that it's something that could be, but is not. Now, how do we make it be something that it is? How do we reveal what our reality is? And I love the word reveal, because we're not creating anything. Everything already exists. We're merely revealing that which already exists. We're revealing that which is in our mind, in our heart, in our being. Is unconditional love a desirable feature in anyone's life? Oh, yes, quite so. Unconditional love is a very special and a very wonderful thing. Unconditional love is something that every being would just love to live in the presence of all the time. And then they say, well, sometimes it's not too good an idea. Well, that's only when we become maudlin. Only when we become sort of humanistic. And we forget our divine pattern, our divine reality, who is our reality. If we could keep our attention 100% of the time on who we are, our original purity and integrity, that's all we would be. If we could keep our attention 100% of the time on who and what we really are, what is our original design? What's our original purpose? What's our original desire for ourselves? If we could keep our thought 100% on that, then that is exactly what we would have. Now, is that what you'd like in your life? Is that what you'd like to have in your world? Is that what you'd like to experience and know? Well, if it is, you can have it. But the choice is absolutely 100% ours. Wherein do we have our heart? Wherein do we have our thought? Wherein do we have our desire? Is our desire that we'd like to be a little bit of something? And as you know, and I know so well, there's no little bit of anything. We're not a little hungry, we're a lot hungry. We may not want to eat a great deal, but we're hungry. And hunger is an issue. They say of a woman, she's not a little bit pregnant, she's pregnant. Whether she is at full term or whether she's at the first point, she's pregnant. And this is the point of being. What is it that we choose to be for ourselves? Our original purity and integrity? That's the ideal. Our original purity and integrity. That's the original thought, the original dimension that we have for ourselves. Is that what you'd like to have for yourself? Your original beingness? The ideal? The pattern which you were dreamed up to be as you were coming out of the allness into the allness? Is that what you'd like to be? It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Kind of fun to think about it. Kind of fun to think about our original purity. Kind of fun to think about the ideals that make up our world. My world is made up of the ideal of love and peace and harmony. My world is made up of all of the good thoughts, all of the good concepts, all the good dreams. My world is made up of the idea that I am all that I am. I am that I am that I am. The divine in me is the answer to all things. As I live in this I am awareness, as I live in this I am reality, as I live in this consideration of what is who I am, as I live in that consideration, then that begins to demonstrate itself in my life. That begins to fulfill itself in my being. And I begin to realize that there is nothing else any more important than just that. Now, can I live in that concept? Can I live in that reality? Can I live in that beingness? Oh, yes. Very nicely. Do I want to live in that concept, that reality, that beingness? Oh, yes, very nicely. Am I that reality? Is there anything else besides me? No, that's all. That's the only reality that I am. Should I choose to be ideal? I am ideal. But should I choose to be ideal, then my every thought is ideal. If I say, I live at a certain address, I live at a certain address. I have a home there, I have a residence there. It is my house, my apartment, it is my castle, it is my tent, it is my parking place, it is my suite, it is whatever I call it, and that's where I live. And if someone wants to come visit me, they will find me there. If someone wants to come visit me and I'm not at home at the moment, then I'm not at home. That still is my home, even though I'm not there at the moment. I may be anywhere else. It's my address. It's who I am. My ideal is my address. Where do I choose to live? Some people choose to live in beautiful places. Some people choose to live in ordinary places. Some people choose to live in very simple places. But it's all a matter of choosing to live. We all have the same capacity to do whatever we want to do. But we all have the opportunity, and that is the opportunity of making choices, of the choice of whether we live as ideal beings or whether we live as human beings, whether we live as beings that live by other principles, other attitudes than being my ideal. If I say I am an ideal, then I am wonderful beyond words. If I say I am trying and I'm learning, then I am going toward the direction that I'd like to go, but I'm not yet there. And when I live in the attitude that I am there, that all is good and all is beautiful and all is wonderful, then I am that which I live in the direction toward which I'm going. And once I stop saying I'm on the journey, I'm there, then I'm there. Now, humans like to say that the journey is the joy. When you get there, you have to find another journey. You have to find another challenge, another direction, another goal, another ideal to move toward. Yet if we were to live in our ideal, I like me, live in the ideal, all is in divine order. Live in our ideal, I am the ultimate. I know that I know that I know. Live in the ideal that I am indeed God. When we live in that ideal, then we find that the ideal not only is possible, but it's my reality. It is who I am. And then my only next choice is whether I choose to live in that ideal continuously and eternally, or whether I choose to vacillate. One moment I am living my ideal, and one moment I am not. The choice is totally mine, totally something that I choose for myself. Well, personally, I choose to live in the ideal. I choose to live with unconditional love as my total expression. I choose to live in peace and harmony. I choose to live in my perfect body, my ideal body, that is the temple of the living God. It's my vehicle in which I express myself here on planet Earth. I choose to be that which I am right now. It's not an impossibility. It's just a matter of, can I keep my attention 100% on who I really am, my ideal self? I don't always have to know what my ideal self is. I just proclaim, I am my ideal. I am my ideal self. I like me. I am divine. I am God. Proclaiming that, I live a very wonderful and a very fulfilled life. Join me if you'd like, because it is really just as exciting as it can be, and rewarding and fulfilling and delightful. know that I love you. I love you. I love you.